Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clint Conitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hankskins now playing second base. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Conitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Massey and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafko. Ryan moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ryan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Elliott trying to get to third. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Pafko, who tags Elliott for the out. 2 outs. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ryan bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Konitzer. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Pavko for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Massey for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-2 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Skins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Konitzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Konitzer. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Nels Potter now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 3 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Konitzer moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Konitzer trying to get to home. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Walker who tags Konitzer who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Clyde McCullough now catching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-5 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-4 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-4 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Jeffcoat moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Jeffcoat moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.